We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Holton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, things could be changing in Orange County, where there's been some resistance to the idea of wearing masks. But as the case numbers rise, and there is the possibility of maybe missing out on some state funding, there could be change afoot. KMX 1070's John Baird live with more.
This has always been a battle in Orange County. The sheriff there has made it clear he wants voluntary compliance on the face mask order and that his deputies are not the face mask police. The governor, though, is threatening to withhold extra funding, and we're talking about $2.5 billion overall, from counties who don't comply with the state health orders. And theoretically, resisting those orders and failing to comply could cost the OC hundreds of millions of dollars. The chairperson of the Board of Supervisors, Michelle Steele, is now urging residents to wear face coverings when they cannot stay 6 feet apart. And Supervisor Lisa Bartlett said, quote, "We all need to work together so we don't lose funding." But OC Supervisor Don Wagner believes the governor is micromanaging the counties and finds the governor's threat on the funding to be thoroughly unfair. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Orange County is canceling a plan to shut down a medical facility for the people who are recovering from the virus. The center in Costa Mesa, not used very much when the infection rates were relatively flat. That could change as much as Southern California now sees this increase. It's one of the four facilities up and down the state that have been reactivated.
Positive test rates for the virus in Ventura County have gone past the state threshold. Happened over the weekend when the rate reached 8.2%. It's just a little bit over the state's limit. As of Monday, however, the rate had dropped back down to 7.4. So Ventura County's health director says officials will be discussing further actions to try to slow the spread. They're going to be doing things a little differently at the EDD in California to try to move some of these cases forward. So many people have been calling, trying to get through. You just get disconnected. It's been a real frustration for so many people. Well, now the state EDD says it has assigned more staff, no word how many more staff, but more staff to work on older cases dating back to March and April. Spokesperson for the agency told the Sacramento Bee that many of those cases are complex and can't be approved without manual analysis. The backlog has led to just a barrage of complaints to state lawmakers. I talked recently with a former EDD director in California who said, hang in there. Eventually, you will get your money.
California Senate working on a bill that would grant tax breaks to apartment owners who forgive the rent payments during this pandemic. It would also give tenants 10 years to repay the money owed to the state because of this financial hardship. Now, the goal is to prevent a wave of evictions while helping smaller landlords who find themselves unable to make the mortgage payment. If it passes, this bill would cost taxpayers here $10 billion.
State Assembly is going to be in recess until further notice. This after it was announced that an assemblywoman from Inglewood, Autumn Burke, and four other employees tested positive. Burke is asymptomatic, tells CBS2 that she's been careful and that she was actually pretty shocked, disappointed, heartbroken when she found out.
For us, the challenge has been we have not been around very many people, but the very few people obviously are the closest people in our lives, and We have struggled to be able to get them tests.
She's called it mask-to-mask transmission. She says she got it from someone who was also wearing a mask, but that they did not always maintain proper social distancing.
While the reopenings of Disneyland and the California Adventure have been postponed, the plan is still on track to reopen Downtown Disney and the Shopping District on Thursday. Now, those who want to enjoy the stores and the restaurants will have to have the temperature taken before they get inside. You will have to have a mask, and social distancing rules are being enforced strictly, they say. An employee preview of the reopened mall is set tomorrow.
What a story this man has. Just beat the odds to survive a near deadly case of coronavirus.
His battle against the disease at Providence St. Joseph Hospital in Burbank lasted two whole months, costing him most of his fingers, which were amputated due to poor circulation.
I was on a ventilator for 31 days. Given a 1% chance of survival. And my blood pressure was so low, when they were to move me, even an inch, my blood pressure would crash, and I was almost lost more than four times.
Greg Garfield is not what you would consider a high-risk candidate. He's 54, had no underlying conditions, and had an active lifestyle, contracting the disease while on a ski trip to Italy. So he says nobody is invincible.
Look at me. I'm an example of what you don't want to have happen. And I'm very, very fortunate to be alive. With given a 1% chance of survival, that means if you're in my situation, you won't make it. Do you run the risk of your kids, yourself, your family members? I mean, just be responsible. At the very least, wear a mask.
Garfield says he's experienced full recovery of his internal organs. Brian Ping, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It is an amazing story, and if you'd like to hear the full conversation with Greg Garfield, we do have it posted on our website, knx1070.com.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at knx1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.